And this is Jennifer and Joseph and Monica, right? Little ones. Jesus talked about the little ones. In Matthew 18:6, he said, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones who believe in me, it were better for him to have a millstone tied about his neck and be cast into the sea." The name of this special program is A Better Way. We're talking about how to prevent these little ones from being aborted, and I'll be talking to you about becoming a Liberty Godparent. I'll want you to call a toll-free number in just a few moments. All of that may be a mystery to you right now, but these little ones are precious to Jesus, and I hope they'll become precious to you.
Today, my life began. My parents don't know it yet. I'm as small as the seed of an apple, but it's me already. I'm going to be a girl. I'll have brown hair and blue eyes. Just about everything is settled, even the fact that I'll love flowers. Some say I'm not a real person yet, that only my mother exists, but I'm a real person, just as small as a crumb of bread is truly bread. My mother is, and I am. My mouth is just beginning to open now. Just think, in a year or so, I'll be laughing, and later talking. I know what my first word will be, Mama. My heart began to beat today all by itself. From now on, it shall gently beat for the rest of my life without stopping to rest. And after many years, it will tire. It will stop. Then I shall die. I'm growing a bit every day. My arms and legs are beginning to take shape. But I will have to wait a long time yet before my legs will raise me to my mama's arms. Before my arms will be able to raise me to my daddy. Tiny fingers are beginning to form on my hands. Funny how small they are. I'll be able to stroke my mama's hair with them. My mom and dad are probably thinking about a name for me. They don't even know yet that I'm a little girl. I want to be called Kathy. I'm getting so big already. My hair is growing. It's so smooth and bright and shiny. I am just about able to see. It is dark around me. When Mom brings me into the world, it will be full of sunshine and flowers. Mom, what do you look like? I wonder if Mom hears the whispering of my heart. Some little children come into the world sick, but my heart is strong and healthy. It beats so evenly, tap, 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 tap. You'll have a healthy little girl, Mama. Today, my mother killed me.
As I said earlier, there are 4,000 abortions performed each day in the U.S. One every 21 seconds. Our national sin, without a doubt. But thank God there is an alternative. The Liberty Godparent Home is one of those alternatives. We opened our first Liberty Godparent Home 4 years ago here in Lynchburg, Virginia. We called it a Save a Baby Home because it has always been dedicated to saving unborn babies from abortion. There are now 261 affiliates across the U.S. Our goal is 10,000 Liberty Godparent Homes by 1988. We changed the name to Liberty Godparent Home because that best fits what we're trying to do. And we were also conflicting with another name elsewhere that used Save a Baby longer than we've used it. Liberty Godparent Home. A godparent is a person who invests $400 in helping us save a little baby from abortion. And these godparents have made our homes possible, and therefore we call the home the Liberty Godparent Home. And one day we'll be, God willing, by 1988, preventing 1.5 million abortions every year in this country, or at least potentially capable of doing that. No charge to the girl. We've never charged anyone a penny. When you consider, according to Newsweek magazine, a recent poll, that 76% of all Americans believe abortion should either be stopped totally or at least restricted, you get an idea that the Supreme Court is out of step, as well as the Congress, with what the people of this country want. We're trying, like Nehemiah, to restore a value system to the U.S. When Nehemiah was sent by God to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls and restore that moral value system, he encountered opposition just as we have. Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, you'll read that in Nehemiah chapter 2, were furious because, quote, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10, Nehemiah had come to seek the welfare of the children. We have come to seek the welfare of the children. We believe that life begins at conception. The Bible supports that thesis. Scientific and medical evidence also supports that thesis. Planned Parenthood is interested only, according to their ads, in the rights of the woman. We believe that the woman has rights. We believe the baby also has rights. One 60-year-old lady in a Planned Parenthood ad said, "Thank God I'm alive because 40 years ago I had a back alley abortion. Barely survived it." The baby didn't survive it, I might remind Planned Parenthood. And we believe that life is precious. We believe there's not only biblical evidence that life begins at conception, but scientific and medical evidence. We asked Dr. Bernard Nathanson, an atheist, who once operated the largest abortion clinic in America, if there is any such scientific, any such medical evidence.
Yes, of course, it's not a religious question. If it were, I wouldn't be here at all. But of course, we now know through technologies like ultrasound that life is a continuum, that as you track it back from the ninth month, let us say, of prenatality back to conception, there is not one single dramatic event or milestone, if you will, where we can say this is a person and it wasn't before that. In other words, really, there's no bar mitzvah in the uterus. It's just one long, seamless continuum.
In 2 Kings chapter 18, Hezekiah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord by removing the high places where little children were being sacrificed. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 21, God blessed the midwives because they refused to kill, to destroy the little children who were being born in Egypt. The question I would ask of America, will we stop murdering our unborn? Will we not choose a better way? That is what the Liberty God Parent Home is offering to America, a better way. Dr. C. Everett Koop is Surgeon General of the U.S. He is charged with securing and guaranteeing the public health of all Americans, born and unborn. He said the only alternative to abortion is life.
I would like to make it clear to this group that I believe what the scriptures say when they say that man was created in the image of God. And I think that if you start in Genesis and go right on through the Bible, you will find this reiterated time and time again. So without going into further references by chapter and verse, let me just summarize it by saying that in my opinion, the Bible screams from cover to cover that life is precious to God. So remember, it is not enough just to be against abortion or these other problems. You have to have something to offer instead. And there really is only one alternative to abortion, and that is to have the baby. But after that has happened, there are several options that are open to us. I would remind you that before we had government programs, before we entitled the people of this country to many, many handouts, that it was the Christian church that always saw to the care of the sick, the disadvantaged, the poor, the underprivileged, and so on. And I think that the Christian church must retrieve that role which it served so well in days gone by.
I've brought you here many times before, but there's something new today about this Liberty Godparent Home, Lynchburg, Virginia. This is the first home we started 4 years ago. 261 affiliate Godparent homes now exist in the U.S., and our goal is 10,000 Liberty Godparent homes by 1988. What's new? We've changed our name. We were Save a Baby Homes. We are now the Liberty Godparent Homes. And inside this building right here in the last 4 years, we have counseled with, worked with 22,000 girls. Most of them teenagers, 13, 14, 15, 16, pregnant, unmarried. They've called that number that's on the screen right now, 1-800-368-3336, a toll-free number. Frantic, panicky, hurting, needing help. A loving counselor has shared Christ with them and love and concern. Many of them have come and lived with us here. They have found professional and spiritual counseling here. They've found love. They've found a sense of belonging here. And the exciting thing about this ministry, the Liberty Godparent Home, it's contagious. All over America now, 8,000 pastors, you heard me right, 8,000 pastors and Christian leaders are waiting for Jerry Falwell and Jim Savely and our workers here to come out to them and start a Liberty Godparent Home where they live and where they serve. If we can do that, if we can start 10,000 of these Liberty Godparent Homes by 1988, each ministering to no more than 150 girls annually, we will then potentially be able to provide this kind of ministry free to 1.5 million girls a year. By the way, that's the number of girls that have abortions each year in this country. So a miracle is in the making. Cost the taxpayer nothing. It's free to the girl who comes here, so it doesn't matter whether she's rich or poor or black or white or whatever. Open to everyone. And that toll-free number, that hotline number, is answered by a loving counselor inside the Liberty Godparent Home. So it's all here, and it's being developed. We call this a Godparent Home now because Godparents make it possible. I want you to become a Liberty Godparent today. I want you to go to your telephone right now and dial our toll-free number, 1-800-446-5000. Pledge $400. That's the amount we've learned by 4 years' experience, the amount necessary to help save one baby from abortion. We want you to pledge that $400. We'll send you this beautiful bronze baby shoe, which says it all sitting on your coffee table. You've saved a little child from abortion. We'll send you this certificate, the Liberty Godparent certificate, your name on it, signed by me. It says it all. In other words, we want you to help us help little babies. Right now, Lisa takes you on a tour of this Godparent home.
It is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. This is the philosophy of the Liberty Godparent Home. Moved by compassion, Jerry Falwell founded this life-giving ministry that offers an alternative to the profit-motivated abortion industry. This ministry has a number of dimensions, and it is carried out in two places at once. Here in the Liberty Godparent Home are the residence girls. The home cares for as many as 35 girls at one time. Church families have offered their houses as shepherding homes to handle the overflow. There's a crisis pregnancy hotline. This national hotline has its own toll-free number. The hotline has already helped over 22,000 callers. Some of the girls who call and seek help are considering abortion. Some even have abortion scheduled. Others want to adopt a child. A trained counselor gently talks with the girls, attempting to persuade them to get help and to save their babies. While at the home, the girls continue their education. Teachers on their own time make sure that the girls don't miss a single day of school while at the Liberty Godparent Home. The girls also learn a number of skills while at the home, including sewing, needlepoint, cosmetology, office management, and typing. They are taught a skill that will help them support themselves when they return home. Devotions and Bible study are also an important part of the home. While the lives of these babies are being saved, the spiritual needs of the mothers-to-be are also being ministered to. Trained counselors lovingly deal with the girls so that they might develop the self-esteem so often lacking when they arrive. The girls receive excellent medical attention for themselves and their babies, probably better than the girls would receive if left on their own. A healthy mother and child is the goal of this program. Counseling is also available for those who have had abortions and who feel burdened with guilt. There is no such thing as an unwanted child, only unwilling parents.
What type of girl comes here? Do they have anything in common?
All kinds of girls come to the program here. We find that a lot of them are coming from homes where they've been told, if you won't have the abortion, you have to leave home. Generally, this is the younger girl. We get them all the way. We've had girls as young as 10 years old up to 47. And we do not restrict the program only to little girls, but it seems like we're getting a lot of young girls that come into the program and need to stay here at the maternity home. And so many of those, we need to minister to the whole family because they may be rich, they may be poor, They may come from all kinds of varied backgrounds, but the trauma is the same when an unwanted pregnancy happens.
What ideas do you try to get across to every girl that comes here?
We want them to have a respect for themselves and to feel some self-worth. Many times when a young lady first comes and I do the initial interview with her, I talk to the top of her head. She can't look me in the eyes. And that eye contact is absent because she doesn't feel good about herself. Now, we know that premarital sex is a sin, and we teach the girls that. But God forgives, and God lifts people up. He doesn't beat them down. And we try to get that across to her, that her value was set by the high price that was paid for her. And that is the highest price in the universe, the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, human beings have the greatest value of anything in the universe.
Why should people watching this program support this ministry?
I think because it's making a difference. It is really doing something now. It's not waiting for the laws to be changed. It's not waiting for other things to happen. We're saving the lives of babies today. You know, this morning while you brushed your teeth, two babies died in this country. And if we can just save one, it'll all be worth it.
It's through this door that little girls walk almost every day, coming from all over America seeking help in serious trouble and finding love in Christ here. A little bit later in the program, you're going to meet Joan, one of the mothers here. You're going to be going into the delivery room at one of the local hospitals for the live birth of Christina Lynn. The miracle of life will occur right before your eyes. But right now, Don Norman sings the theme song of the pro-life movement. It's entitled, Let Me Live. Pat Boone was awakened from his sleep early one morning. Thousands of little babies were crying out, let me live, let me live. And he suddenly realized, these are the little aborted babies, 1.5 million a year, asking for help. And he wrote the song that Don sings for you now.
A dream the other night. I never had a dream like it. So profound, so troubling. I woke up trembling in tears. In this dream, I don't know if I can describe it, I heard a child's voice, a baby, speaking to me almost in a whisper, I think. But I could hear it clearly, full of primal joy at being newly alive. I felt deeply that child's reverence and awe at the discovery of its own existence. And I shared in the excitement. But then I heard another voice. And another. And soon there seemed to be thousands, maybe millions, I couldn't count them. All in various stages of development. All grateful for life. All singing the same urgent chorus, the same fervent plea. And I realized, though each and every one of those children was already experiencing life, not one had yet been born.
Heart and eyes. I can't see it, but I will. Just give me time. nose, my own mouth, my own lips. And I'm 2 months old today. My heart is beating fast. And I feel another heart, big and strong, somewhere all around me. Is that another? Too. Can you feel it? I can turn my head, I can squint and frown and make a fist. See, I can curl my toes. And I think my mother knows I'm here. I'm alive! I'm alive!
I woke up then, and I knew I was hearing something real. Thousands of unborn children were singing to me from their mother's wombs. They're not just mindless bits of flesh. They're human beings already in touch with their mothers, with God, and with life. And they deserve to live. Yes, they deserve to live. So let's let them live.
I never hear Don Norman sing that beautiful song that my heart isn't touched. Did you know 1.5 million little babies were murdered in the past 12 months in this country in abortion mills? I believe that God Almighty spoke to Pat Boone's heart and let him hear the cries of these millions of little babies, 18 million of them who've died legally in this country since the Roe versus Wade decision of the Supreme Court in 1973. Let me live. Let me live. That's what they're saying to you and to me from those bloody abortion mills. They're crying out, please let me live. Did you know you can help a little baby to live? You can help prevent the abortion of a child. We've been at this 4 years now, and we've learned what it cost us to operate the home, to pay the staff, to minister, to operate these hotlines that we get hundreds and thousands of calls on. To save one child from abortion, and we worked with 22,000 pregnant mothers, most of them teenagers, some 12, 13 years of age, to help save one child from abortion cost us about $400. Does a little baby mean that much to you? Will you become a Liberty godparent? A godparent of a little baby who you may never see. But one day in heaven, you'll meet. If you'll call that toll-free number, 1-800-446-5000, and pledge $400, you may give it $40 a month for the next 10 months, any way you wish. But you'll help save one baby from abortion. Hundreds of friends have joined the godparent program. That's why we call them Liberty Godparent Homes. Hundreds have joined, and every one of them, we've sent them this beautiful little bronze baby shoe that simply says, you're one of our godparents, a Liberty godparent. Hundreds of you have this little baby shoe right now. And all of you have this certificate. I'll send this certificate to each of you who calls right now. The certificate simply says you're a Liberty godparent, that you're helping save a little baby from death. It's signed by myself, has your name on it. More important than this little bronze baby shoe, more important than the certificate of membership, a little baby that would have wound up in an abortion mill somewhere, dead, burned up in an incinerator or something like that. will be playing in somebody's backyard, wrapped up in somebody's arms, living, loving, growing up, and one day becoming somebody special for God. Will you invest $400 and become a godparent right now? 1-800-446-5000. One of the operators down the hall will take your name and address and tell me that you've made the pledge. You may give it all at once, or you may give the $400 at $40 a month for 10 months. Any way you wish to do it. But you can help little children to live, not die. You can save. You can literally help save one child from abortion with a $400 gift. We know. We've worked with 22,000 of these little girls in the past 4 years. We know. We have 261 homes. We're going to have 10,000 homes by 1988. We know that $400 will help save one child from death. Are you willing to make that investment? Will you become a godparent of a little baby that you'll meet in heaven one day? Call the number right now. Make the pledge. Become a godparent. One of our counselors, who's been a great help in the past to little girls who call in frantic, some threatening suicide, is Linda Glaser. Cal Thomas talked with her.
Linda, tell me what went into your decision to have an abortion.
I was 17, and I'd been dating a guy for a while, and I became pregnant. And I never told anybody, not a soul, except for him. And I just decided at the best time that it was easier to do that than to tell anybody. But then finally I did talk to my mama and talk to a lawyer and a few other people. And it seemed like everybody was pointing towards that as the easiest thing to do. So in my circumstances, I did that. I never realized that it was a child.
Where did you go for counseling?
Just a clinic in a Baltimore hospital.
We hear a lot of talk these days about freedom of choice. Do you feel that you had all the information you needed before you went through this procedure?
No, I do not. No. I was told it was easy. It was the best way. It was more convenient.
Now, out of all of this, you have a testimony of what Christ has done in your life, and I wonder if you'd share that with us.
I was raised in a Christian home. And I had so many chances to become a Christian. And I just always thought, well, man, I'll have time. You know, I'll make it. And I was going through life just running from my problems, doing a lot of drugs, doing a lot of drinking. And the devil tried to kill me by throwing me from a horse, and the Lord used that to his glory. He made me think, you know, you're not going to have that much time. It's going to be all over with real quick. You know, it may be all over with. And I started thinking about it, and I'd almost lost my family through divorce because I didn't care. You know, I was doing a lot of drugs. And the Lord just came into my life. I just committed my life to Jesus Christ. And it was such a big change. It was just great. There was a peace in my heart. Things changed. You know, I didn't have the same desires that I had before. It was just wonderful. It was just great.
What can you tell us about the difference this program has made in the lives of young people?
It's given me a chance to see what God can do. With girls that were in kind of like the same situation that I was. And I took one route, and they are taking another. And it's just so great to see the Lord work and to do, you know, certain things in their life. It just gives them hope. It gives them a reason for living. They just learn, you know, how to deal with life and just seeing them do that, seeing them grow and learn about, you know, what pregnancy is and what the facts of life are, you know, and just reality has really helped me see the difference, you know, in the Lord's way and the world's way. It's really been a blessing.
What would be your advice to women in crisis pregnancy situations watching this program?
Say, first of all, they need some good counseling. They need to know that there is a peace in their heart that they can receive if they commit their life to Christ, because I know that Christ has forgiven me. And I just know that I know that when I do go to heaven, I see my little girl standing there, and I know that I won't be smacked in the face.
The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin, 1 John 1:7. And I'm glad for Linda's sake and for all of our sakes. We serve a God of forgiveness, a God of the second chance.